Hello, everybody, from Tucson, Arizona. It's another Radio Month. Let's establish something at the outset here this evening, and that is that if I'm right, you are not particularly a basketball fan, because the Big Dance is attracting a lot of eyes on TV sets this evening. So this will be the Little Dance. It's Radio Munson. That's Johnny One Note. Well, call me Donnie One Note here on Radio Munson, starting another Thursday evening together. That was the Pittsburgh drummer, Kenny Clark, and a good pal of his, the pianist from Belgium, Francie Boland. And they organized a band for a while that was pretty hot. The Kenny Clark, Francie Boland Big Band. Kicking off another Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. Well, let the basketball fans watch basketball this evening. You and I will just play some sides. They call me Donnie One Note because I'm still in that same groove that I was 56 years ago when I started on radio. That is to say, I'm playing a lot of the same sides by some of the same artists, many of the same artists. Actually, I don't know about you, but I can't think of a better way to spend an evening. Keely Smith agrees.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend. Handsome as you. A casual stroll in a garden and a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight. I'm an tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them with you.
Keeley Smith from 15 years ago is actually nominated for a Grammy 15 years ago, an album saluting Sinatra. Frankie Capp, the drummer, and his band behind Keeley, Don Menza, did the arrangement. Here on Radio Munson, I'm glad you're along this evening. You can depend on me to play some songs you know this evening. Thank you.
yet I know that you can count on me. I wish you success, loads of happiness, but dear, I must confess, I will be lonely, I'll be lonely, be so blue. And if you need a friend, I'm gonna be yours until the very end, 'cause you know you can depend on me.
You know you can depend on me, you can depend on Frankie Lane, too. Although Frankie was so versatile. I mean, he had so many pop hits, he could play some, he could sing some blues. And certainly, he had some jazz chops as well. Frankie Lane. Recorded in New York, I think it was about 1956, Frankie was appearing at the great Copacabana nightclub, which is going to figure into our show a little bit later on this evening, the Copacabana. I'm going to take you there, in fact, for a live recording. Not of Frankie Lane, of somebody else. That was an album called Jazz Spectacular. And Frankie was recording with a great trumpeter, Buck Clayton, who did some solo work there. And Buck's band, which included Hilton Jefferson on alto saxophone, we heard there, and a rhythm section that included Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and I'm not sure who the guitarist or the drummer were. I knew it at one time. Now it's totally escaped me. Here's Oscar Peterson with his usual trio, Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums, and Oscar playing piano, with a big band put together by arranger Ernie Wilkins, featuring Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone in 1962 in a Cole Porter song called I Love You. Oscar Peterson with his trio and an Ernie Wilkins arrangement with a big band there of Cole Porter's I Love You. I'll tell you what I love is St. Patrick's Day. Coming up tomorrow, and I assume you're ready. Judy Garland was always ready for any kind of an Irish celebration. In fact, she's up a day early.
Oh, I woke me up this morning. joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong. Sure it was the Hibernian Brigade lining up for to start the big parade. So I fetched me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Sure today is the day, March 17. It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you'd think New York was old Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish it's a great, great day. Begosh and begorra, every Irish son and daughter, every good old Irish name and its relation. They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry, and they all are here to join the celebration. Now there's Terence O'Toole and his cousin Phil Doherty, Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew, Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty, Daniel Doolin and Seamus Carew. Conleys and Donleys and Patrick O'Bannigan and Ryans, O'Briens, McLaughlins and Lynch, McGlones and McFadden's and Mr. Pat Fannigan, Hogan's and Glogan's, McPherson's and Finch. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. Because there's not a cop to stop a raiding. Because all the cops are up parading. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. And as we go we're swinging, every Irish heart is singing. It's a great, great day.
That's trombonist Gary Toll and his Legends of Swing band. Gary Toll has been traveling the United States here in the last couple of decades with any number of bands, including a couple of shadow bands. In fact, did he lead the Tommy Dorsey band for a while? I think so. That was an old Tommy Dorsey song that featured Tommy's trombone originally, called I'll Never Smile Again. Gary Toll, T-O-L-E, and the Legends of Jazz. Here on Radio Munson, I'm going to take you back to the 1960s for a little while, and we're going to go to Las Vegas, right there on the Strip, and the hotel casino complex that's the favorite of all of Sinatra's Rat Pack. It's the Sands Hotel, and in particular, the Copa Room, their main showroom. This time it wasn't Sinatra, nor was it Dean Martin. It was Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy, of course, came up as a singer, dancer, and was superb. And we found out he could do impressions, and he was a humorist of sorts. But it was a little bit later on, in the 1950s, and particularly in 1960s, when he showed us his acting chops. He starred in Broadway on a hit show called Golden Boy. And that was 1964, I believe it was. By 1966, Sammy Davis Jr. had his own TV show. And there he was in the Copa Room of the Sands Hotel with his longtime arranger, George Rhodes, and a great band that had been brought in to back Sammy. It was Buddy Rich, the drummer, with his band. They were doing two shows a night, the traditional dinner show and then a later night show, usually called the midnight show, although the band usually would get on a little before midnight. But this was a special deal because they knew they were recording this particular evening. And they sent out invitations to all the entertainers who were appearing up and down the Strip, saying, come on over afterwards, because we're going to roll a tape. You guys are going to be our audience. And it just makes Sammy feel better performing in front of his peers. And, you know, it's just going to be a fun evening. They'd do this for other artists as well. In this case, by the time they got to this song, it was about 5:15 in the morning. And the crowd, mostly fellow entertainers, still revved up for Sammy Davis Jr.
Go, George! That's Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please, come back to me. On a mule, in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel ringing wet, I don't care, this is where. The hills from the shore, ride the wind to my door, turn highway to dust, break the law if you must, move the world only just, come back to me, come back to me. Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon and the rack and the room, mademoiselle? Where in hell can you be? Well, in a crate, in a truck, on a horse, on a truck, in a rose or a van, wrapped in mink or saran. You can come back to me, come back to me, come back to me,
come back to me. Bring it on back, bring it on back, bring it on back, bring it on back. Woo, yeah, bring it on back. If you don't bring it back, I'm gonna get it anyhow. Bring it on back, bring it on back, bring it on back, bring it on back.
With Buddy Rich, Sammy Davis Jr. That was Las Vegas, the Sands Hotel, 1966. Yeah, a little time travel here on Radio Munson. Let's get out of town for a while with Rosemary Clooney.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel around from town to town. We'll visit every state. And I'll repeat, I love you sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall. Let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna. Let's get away from it all. Let's travel south of the border. Buy me a real Spanish shawl. Let's eat tamales in downtown Nogales. Let's get away from it all. We'll charter boats and airplanes too, to far off spots unknown. Then hurry there to find somewhere where we can be alone. Let's spend a weekend in Dixie and pick up that sweet southern drawl. Then off to Reno, but just to play keno. Let's get away from it all. Let's paddle over to Pompeii, have our own decline and fall. Doing our doings, smacking the ruins. Let's get away from it all. Let's breeze to Buckingham Palace. We'll tell them we dropped by to call. And be socially busy with Philip and Lizzie. Let's get away from it all. Waiting to greet us. Lots of good friends set to call. Then after our roaming, good old home sweet home. Let's get away. Please take me away. Yeah, let's get away from it all.
Rosemary Clooney with a song written by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. Yeah. We're getting away from it all here this evening. Her pianist, Rosie's pianist, John Odo, was the arranger there. And Tommy Newsom was playing alto saxophone, and that was Jeff Hamilton on drums from 1993. We don't want to get too far off the beaten path, particularly those of us here in the southwestern Sonoran Desert, because it's warmed up enough that the snakes are out now, particularly the rattlesnakes. And So in their honor tonight, just to sort of ward them off, we play the Snake Rag, a song that goes back all the way to 1923 when King Oliver's Creole band, featuring King Oliver and Louis Armstrong playing trumpets, did the song. This time it's by Chicago's Fat Babies. Chicago's Fat Babies. There's nothing hotter than a fat baby. That band is hot. And the Snake Rag from 1923, which Louis Armstrong recorded when he was just in his early 20s with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. Here's something Louis recorded near the end of his life in the 1960s with trombonist Big Chief Russell Moore.
Someday you'll be sorry the way you treated me was wrong. about it. I was the one who taught you all, you know. Your friend said you to make me sing another song. Good luck, maybe with you, and may your future you won't fear, dear. There won't be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. Look at your mama, someday you'll be sorry for Baba Doozes. The way you treated me was wrong. Honey, I was the one who taught you all you know. Your friend said you to make me sing another song. Mama, good luck. Maybe with you, Baba Doozes and Baba Doozes. And may your future you won't fear, dear. There won't be another to treat you like a brother. Broken record. Take it, chief. Take it, chief. Take it, chief. Take it, chief. Take it, big chief. Oh yes, and may your future you won't fear, dear. There won't be another to treat you like a brother. Yeah, someday you'll be sorry, dear.
Thank you.
That's Jimmy McGriff playing the B3 Hammond with a band put together for the arrangements of Manny Album, including that song Cute, which was written by Neil Hefti. And that was Mel Lewis, the drummer, playing the brushes here on Radio Munson. Well, the forecast for some rain possibly tonight and almost certainly tomorrow, the way I hear it here, should get rid of what's left of the snow from earlier in the week. But nevertheless, what, spring is officially starting, is it Monday? The 20th, I believe. Am I right about that? Yeah. And so they may have to push that back just a little bit, according to Anita O'Day.
Spring will be a little late this year, a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me. Where is our April of old? Yes, you have left me. And winter continues cold, as if to say spring will be a little slow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that that spring will be a little late this year.
Don't you believe it? Spring's going to come Monday. Like it or not, ready or not. Anita O'Day there with Cal Jader playing vibes on Radio Munson. You know, you can reach me at don@wglt.org any old time. And some of our programs are archived. Well, they're all archived, actually. And you can go back and listen to them or listen to some that you missed when you go to wglt.org. There's a recording that's been running around in my head for the last couple of weeks, because I'm just conscious of the fact that it's on TV all the time. It's used in a commercial, and without looking it up, I couldn't have even told you what commercial it is or the sponsor of the commercials. The song is "The Best Things in Life Are Free," which is a song that's been around for decades and decades and decades. And I was trying to figure out who the singer was of this song. It's just done so well. And Walmart is the sponsor. Walmart is using the best things in life are free, I think, to promote free shipping. They're trying to go head-to-head with Amazon.com. Anyway, it's been on incessantly this wintertime. But what about that recording they used of that old song that's been recorded many, many, many times? It turns out that it's from a live recording from New York's Copacabana nightclub in 1964. Can you figure out who the singer is?
All the moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and for me. Flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours and they're mine. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life, they're free. Moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They glitter there for you and me. Flowers in spring, the robin that sing, sunbeam to shine, all the yours and the mine, y'all. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life, they're free.
You figure out who the singer was from the Copacabana nightclub in New York in 1964. He'd had three hits that I can think of, Working on the Chain Gang, You Send Me, Cupid, Sam Cooke. He was quite the rage. He was 33 years old when he appeared there at the Copa, and Sam Cooke was shot and killed before the year was out in a hotel in Los Angeles. This pianist is Skitch Henderson. The song is My Gal Sal. Thank you. Sketch Henderson and My Gal Sal. That's Peter Appleyard playing vibes. And the solo guitarist was Gene Bertoncini, and a great rhythm section for Skitch's piano. Joe Ashwan on drums, Nicky Parrott on bass, and Bucky Pizzarelli playing the rhythm guitar. Canada's Spitfire Band. Irving Berlin's All By Myself. You're not all by yourself tonight. I know you won't be tomorrow. St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure you have some plans, right? Well, let's do a little preview from Peggy Lee.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. Eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts